Blog Talk Radio.
And it's not even on their conscience when they claim or when they perceive that the Bible is talking about them. Every time, at least in the New Testament, every time it talks about Israelites and their salvation and being brought back to the land. And also, heads up, all those Old Testament books and prophecies and prophets, most of those things haven't happened yet. And you won't even realize that unless you realize who Israelites really are. And hopefully you can get some knowledge and understanding from them, because who knows them better than themselves? And who can understand the Bible better than them? No one. Because, for one, who was the Bible written by? Them. Who was it written for? Them. The Bible doesn't belong to all of us. It belongs to them. And who are they? They're the black people.
Shotgun in the background. Class already begun. It be your brother, Makai Israel of C. Roy. We got the elder Yada. He already got the class rolling with the mother standing back, doing some good old read. We want to say be big ears and little mouth. We also want to say get your pen and pad. Take plenty of notes and call in if you got any questions. So we say, that's why I bless you there, C. Roy. Hallelujah.
The power and what? And another man dedicate it.
So the act, the concept of dedication, a new structure, is not a new thing. They did it way back there with Moses. Well, their leadership, right? Mm-hmm. He tells the people that when you build a house, you gotta dedicate it. Now, we call that today. We still do that custom to this very day. What do we call it in our town? We call it a house. You see this thing?
Hallelujah. Well,
that's another proof that we ain't the people of the world. We still carry out the
custom. Get away from
and don't even know that we carry out the custom of our forefathers. No, and that's something else. Go back to that second chronicle. I mean, this book is a... Tell
us a story,
y'all. Sure. I didn't go on to go chapter 5. Now, if you doubt you Israel, I mean, I ain't got it. I'm from doubt.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm from the tribe of Yah Judah. Yah Judah handed this book like a master, right?
Hallelujah.
Second Chronicles, and love every minute of it.
Hallelujah. Why,
Second Chronicles, chapter 5, 1 through 4. So the custom of dedicating a new structure to the old custom amongst the Israelites.
Hallelujah, boy.
Second Chronicles 5:1-4, brother. Let's see what David had going on here.
Second Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1.
Let's start it from the jump.
Second Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1. Yes, ma'am. All the work that Solomon made for the temple was finished.
Mm-hmm.
And Solomon brought in all the things that David, his father, had dedicated.
So David dedicated every piece that was going inside the temple, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was dedicated.
And the silver.
The silver.
And the gold.
The gold.
And all the instruments.
Go ahead.
Which he among the treasures of the temple of Yahweh.
Verse number 2, what did he say?
Two.
Yes, ma'am.
Then Solomon assembled the elders
mm-hmm.
of Israel.
Go ahead.
And all the heads of the tribe.
Go ahead.
The chief of the fathers
mm-hmm.
of the children of Israel.
Come on.
Unto Yahweh Judah.
Do what?
To bring up the ark of the covenant
mm-hmm.
of the Yahweh out of the city of David, which is thine.
Which was thine. Verse number 3, come on.
Okay, which was thine.
Yeah, which was thine. Number 3, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore,
all the men of Israel,
what did they do?
Some of themselves
mm-hmm.
to the king in the feast which was in the seventh month.
And this feast that's in the seventh month is called what?
Not tabernacle.
Feast of tabernacle is in the seventh month.
Yes, it is.
Verse number 4, come out.
Mm-hmm. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark.
So they made a big deal out of the thing they were doing for the glory, the honor of Yahweh, right? They dedicated this thing. And Yahweh fucking that emotion, didn't it? Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 3, Mother Lee. 2 Chronicles chapter 3, let's pick it up at verse number 1 and 2. 2 Chronicles 3, verse 1 and 2, Mother's Week. And we're going to get 2 Chronicles 29, and by that time, I know a young man is ready to go.
Yeah,
2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, Mother's Week. Let's get a few more in, and then we're going to get on out the way. 2 Chronicles 3, verse 1 and 2, what's going on there, Mother?
That's
a trying to
put it. Chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 1 and 2.
Yes, ma'am.
That's Chronicles, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Then Solomon began to build the house, the temple of the Yahweh
mm-hmm.
at Yahweh Judah
uh-huh.
in
Mount Moriah. Go ahead.
Well, the Yahweh appeared unto David.
Where Yahweh appeared unto David. Now who remember that story that why David was over there in Mount Moriah? Who remember that story?
Mount Moriah?
Yeah. What was going on that David had to go over there and do something in Mount Moriah? What did David do? Let's see if we can put it out of Well, why David had to go over there and to Mount Moriah? Why would he go over there in Mount Moriah? Let's see if we can put it out. Mother of Eve. Let's look at, we're going to 2 Samuel. We want to look at 2 Samuel, what a storyline had about when David wanted to bring up the ark.
Mount Moriah, right?
It's in Samuel. That story is in Samuel. Second Chronicles 21. That might be it, Mother. Let me keep that real quick. Thank you, Mother. I didn't get it.
I mean, first
Chronicles 21.
Go ahead and read that, but I think that's it. Sound that verse number one. First Chronicles, when he numbered Israel.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
First Chronicles, chapter 21, pick it up at verse number one. Same Chronicles 21, verse 1.
21, verse 1?
Yes, ma'am. Right.
First Chronicles 21, verse 1.
And Satan stood up
against
Israel and provoked David to number Israel.
So Satan stood up and made David number Israel, right? Do
you? Verse 2. First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 2.
What happened?
And David said to
Joel
and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel.
Go number Israel from where?
From Bathsheba.
From Bathsheba.
Even to Dan.
Go ahead.
And bring the number of them to me that I might know it.
Drop down to verse number 9. What went down, mother? Verse number 9.
And the Yahweh spoke unto Gad, David the seer said.
Say what? Verse 10.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Go and tell David.
Go tell David.
Said the Yahweh, I offer thee three things.
Go tell David.
Verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Then the angel of the Yahweh, commanded Gad.
Commanded Gad
the seer. Gad the seer to say to David.
What do you say?
The seer.
Mm-hmm.
That David the seer should go.
Now, David ain't no seer
yet. Well,
David. Said to David. Gad the seer to say to David.
To David.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gad commanded Gad the seer to say to David that David should go up and sit up an altar unto the Yahweh in the
threshing floor
of
Ornan, the Jebusite. So then what David had to go up there to set up an altar to Yahweh and to Ornan the Jebusite. That's why he was up there, Mother. That's why he went to Moriah to set up the altar unto Yahweh and a threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, right?
Right.
So back to that Second Chronicles, Mother E. And I'm going to be out with this one. I got two more on the table. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse number 9. What happened? 7, verse number 9. Now, we find out that Solomon built the temple. He began to build the temple in his fourth year of rulership, right? And it was 480 years after the children of Israel came up out of the land of bondage, right? We got all that on the table. Now let's see what he did after he finished the temple. But in 2 Chronicles 7, verse number 9, what did he do?
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 9 reads.
What he reads?
And in the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly.
In the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly. Go ahead.
For they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days. And they feast 7 days.
So the custom of dedication of a new structure is not really a new thing, right? Now let's see what was their blueprint that they used, if I can pull it out here. They used a blueprint. Let me see if I can pull it out. We read it last week, Brother Titus, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. So let me see if I can write it down, what he read last Sabbath day about the blueprint that they used in this feast of dedication. If I can't find it then, I can't find it. But let me see if I can lay my eyes right quick. I think it was 2 Maccabees chapter 10, somewhere around there. 2 Maccabees. Yeah. 2 Maccabees chapter 10. 2 Maccabees chapter 10. We just gonna get to the chase. Verse number 3, verse number 6. Let's just get to the chase. 2 Maccabees 10, verse 6, Mother E.
2 Maccabees 10.
Verse 6, let's see what they used as the blueprint. 2 Maccabees 10, verse number 6. Let's see what they patterned these 8 days after.
2 Maccabees chapter 10, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6 reads, yes,
ma'am.
2 Maccabees chapter 10, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept the 8 days with gladness.
So they kept 8 days with gladness as what?
As in the feast of the tabernacle.
As in the feast of the tabernacle, go ahead.
Remembering that not long before.
So that 2 months earlier, they was celebrating the feast of tabernacles, right? Go ahead. And they did what?
Before they had held the feast of the tabernacle,
mm-hmm.
when as they wandered in the mountain and then like beasts.
So they were waiting in the mountains of den, I mean, in the caves and in the rocks and all that good stuff, like thieves. But they still kept the Feast of Tabernacle. Now they just gonna bring in that young lion from the tribe of Yahgar Judah. But the Micaiah Israel sees Roy by saying, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Malachi chapter 4, verse number 4, read. Malachi chapter 4, verse 4 reads, remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I command unto you in Horeb for all Israel, statutes and judgments. So first thing we got to remember the law.
Hallelujah.
That's the thing Yahuwah wanted to remember. If you're touching on some things of remembrance, Mother Z, I need you to give me that Exodus chapter 20. I need you to give me that verse number 8, verse 9, and read all the way down to verse number 10. Exodus chapter 20.
Chapter 12?
Chapter 20.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
Verse 8 down to 11.
Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 down to 20. To 20.
To 11. Yeah, Exodus chapter 20, make that verse 8 down to verse number 11.
Exodus chapter 20. Verse 8 through 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous.
That's right.
Verse 9. 6 days shall you labor and do all thy work.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10. But the 7 day is the Sabbath of the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah. In it, thus shall not do any work.
Mm-hmm.
They,
you,
nor thy sons,
yeah,
nor thy daughters,
mm-hmm,
no, they,
your manservant,
not your maidservant,
right,
nor your cattle.
The cattle get some rest, uh-huh.
Nor the stranger.
Nor your stranger, that's right.
That is within thy gate.
Uh-huh.
Verse 11. For in 6 days the Yahuwah made heaven and earth.
That's right.
The sea. And all that in them is, and rested the 7 day.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore the Yahuwah blessed the 7 day and hallowed it.
Yahuwah blessed the first day.
7 days.
Yahuwah blessed the third day.
7 days.
Yahuwah blessed the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth day.
Every day
is a blessed day for the national office. That's what we want to make sure we point out. Let's get our foundation down pat, you know what I'm saying, before we touch on these good old feet, because it's the things that we need to remember about. And we got the elder, he's already let it be known, you know, that David was dedicating the feet. The temple during that time. So this thing wasn't nothing new. But let's go back and get a little foundation going on here, Mother Eve. Go to Genesis. We want to make sure you got this down packed. We want to get Genesis chapter 2. We want to read verse 1, 2, and 3. And then we're going to find out, who he gave this day to. We're going to do some good old reads.
Chapter 2, and 1 down to verse 3. Book of Genesis, chapter
2, verses
1 to 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. Thus the heaven and the earth were finished,
mm-hmm,
and all the hosts of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahuwah ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day.
Which day he rested on, Mother?
The seventh day.
Okay, hallelujah.
From all his work which he had made. Verse 3. And Yahuwah blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahuwah created and made.
Mm-hmm. So, what day he blessed again, Mother?
Seventh day.
Okay, now, so we don't see no other days in that day be blessed with that one day out of the week. Okay, so let me add a little bit to this Let's go see who we gave this blessed day to so we can see what this day, what we got going on here. So we can be very clear that the other nations are saying, hey, the first day of the week, Saturday, we want you guys to keep that. You know, and that's under 17 next to 10. You go, you get on over there to that place they call church. Mm-hmm. That's where you need to go. We'll give you a couple documents and everything. You run with that now. Don't ask no questions. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to this book that we can read, that we just got done reading, the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3, and we just got done reading in Exodus, chapter 20, 8 down to verse number 11, that the seventh day is the blessed day.
Yeah,
but we want to make sure that when they get to telling other nations, telling us something, what the Father said and who he gave this seventh day to. So let's pick this up in Exodus chapter 31. Let's be very clear about this. Exodus chapter 31, we're going to read verse number 12 and verse number 13. Mother Eve. Let me get Exodus chapter 31. Exodus chapter 31. Give me verse 12 and verse number 13. And then drop down and give me 16 and 17. Matter of fact, Mother, we can go bring it all the way home. Let's just read 12 out of 17 so we get a good old understanding about this. We're going to read it all the way through.
Okay. Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 to 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12 reads, Exodus chapter 31, verse 12. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 13, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbath ye shall keep,
mm-hmm.
for it is a sign between me and you.
And who is standing between me and whom he's speaking to, Mother?
You, Israel.
Yeah, the children of Israel. Hallelujah.
Israel.
What? Mm-hmm. So we know that he's speaking to the children of Israel. Do we see any of the 17 nations right there?
No.
So Yahweh was very strict. We do not see no other name there that he told to keep this Sabbath day.
That's right.
Well, Yahweh said, that's the end of it. Okay, continue to read, Mother.
Throughout your generation,
uh-huh.
that you may know that I am Yahweh that do sanctify you. Verse 14, you shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is righteous unto you.
Mm.
Everyone that defies it shall surely be put to death.
Mm-hmm.
For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Verse 15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh, okay, 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, righteous to the Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
Mm.
Verse 16. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant.
Mm.
Verse 17. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, the Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
So Yahweh gave this Sabbath day to the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Right. This Sabbath day was strictly for us.
Yeah,
and we just want to make sure that that be known for the national audience. And it's the things that we just want to remember about this Sabbath day, that this day was for us.
Mm.
Yahweh told us in the book of Judges, chapter 2, Mother Z. And give me verse 1, 2, and 3. Give me Judges chapter 2. Just give me verse 1, 2, and 3.
Chapter 2?
Yeah, and we want verse 1, 2, and 3. And Mother Eve, You pull out that book of Jubilees and give me chapter 22. I want you to pick it up at verse 16 and 17. Yeah, we're going to get that. We're going to get that. Get to have that ready for me. We get it. Like I said, we want to make sure we always got our Psalms chapter 11, verse 3 down pat. You know, the foundation be destroyed. What can a righteous do?
That was 16 and 17.
Yes, ma'am. We might read a little bit farther. Let's see how the storyline goes from there. Might heat up a little bit over there, Mother Eve. So I know you're ready to go.
Judges, chapter 2, verse 1. Verse
1
and
2. And give me verse 3 with it too, Mother C, if you don't mind. Appreciate it.
Judges, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. An angel of the Yahweh came up from Gilgad to Bochim, and said, I make you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swore unto your father, and I said, I will neither break my covenant, never break my covenant with you.
Yeah, why not a covenant break? Can you read?
Verse 2. And he shall make known me with the inhabitants of the land. He shall throw down their altars
of the mind,
but he have not obeyed my voice. Why has you done this?
Why you done it this way and now obey Yahweh's voice to keep them Sabbath days, them feast days? Put on your Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 down to 40, them phrases that, with that royal blue going on around. Why you done this, oh Israel, making leads with the habits of the land and didn't get your Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 12 going on? Why you do this, oh Israel? What do you say in verse 3?
Verse 3. Wherefore I have also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as stones in your sides, and their false Yahweh shall be a snare unto you.
So they're going to be snares to us because we ain't do what Yahweh said, right? He told us to make no leads with them, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's see where we can pick that up again. Let's get a good old foundation down packed with Mother Eve bringing us on with that Jubilee.
Jubilee chapter
22. Yes, ma'am. Let's pick it up at verse number 16.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 22, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, And do thou, my son, Jacob, remember my words.
And remember my words now.
And observe the commandments of Abraham.
That's right.
Your father.
That's right. What did he say?
Separate yourself from the nation.
You got to separate yourselves from these 17 nations. What does he say with that?
And eat not with them.
They don't even eat with them. All that frog leg, all that shrimp and that lobster, all that bad food. What does he say about that? Don't even eat with them. Don't even nothing they got going on.
And do not according to their works.
So do not according to their works,
And become not their associates.
That's right.
For their works are unclean.
So they got unclean works.
And all their ways are a pollution. And a abomination. And uncleanness.
That's right.
Verse 17. They offer their sacrifice to the dead.
To what?
To the dead. And they worship evil spirits.
What they do?
Worship evil spirits.
So we know that these other nations, all this Lord God, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Yahweh, all these different names. What did he call them again? Go back and read up a little. He said they worship what?
Okay.
He said they offer their sacrifices to the what?
Devil. Wait a minute.
Verse 17, pick it back up in the beginning.
They offer their sacrifice to dead.
So these names are to the dead. Well.
And they worship evil spirits.
And these names are to evil spirits. Uh-huh. And what does he say about it?
And they eat over the grave.
And they eat over the grave, trying to always cause you to go back and say, let's go celebrate the dead. Let's go over there and put some flowers at the graveyard. Let's sit down and drink some liquor and pull out for my homie. Let's do all these things for the dead at the graveyard. Yeah, continue to read.
And all their works are vanity.
And what else?
And nothing.
He said all their works are vanity and they are nothing. Okay, Hallelujah.
You don't know what he'll do today, you look back at yesterday.
Hallelujah.
If you don't labor in your Yahweh, that means your creation, you end up in vain.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you labor at. Because what he got for you, your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard on what he'll prepare for them that love him.
Hallelujah.
Love him is keeping the law.
Hallelujah.
The law. The commandments of Yahweh. That's how you love him.
Hallelujah.
So he was instructing Abraham's mother. And he said, don't do these things with the other nations. Mm-hmm. Right, mother? Told instructed what not to do.
That's right.
Told he picked up and said, now, He says, what again, 4:12, mothers?
Okay. And take not a wife of the seed of their father. Okay, wait a minute. Take a wife of the seed of their father.
Yeah.
And take not a strange woman.
He tell you not to do. He told you word do and not to do. Do and not to do. So I don't care what you see in the world, it's not what Yahweh got planned for you in the future. So those that do such a thing, you are cut your blessing off because you have not done what Yahweh said that's written to Abraham
that we read in Jubilees. What was that Jubilees, what again? We're reading Jubilees chapter 22, that was verse number 16 to 17.
Jubilees 22, verse 16. So we violate scripture, so we in our own feelings. We've been taught wrong. We've been taught about everything wrong. We don't even know the true meaning of these seven that's going to fail.
Hallelujah.
And the one that can explain it, talking all around, I'm a few just can flat out tell it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's like you drinking tea or something. They flat out tell the true meaning of December the 25th.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Okay. The wife, which is not of their father's tribe.
He tell you what not to do. What not to do.
For we,
go ahead.
For we are the children of the seer.
See, we are the children of the seer.
Yeah.
Noah,
Abraham,
Isaac,
and Jacob.
Remember my son, that I'm a father from the beginning.
From all the way from Noah, from Shem, from Abraham, from Isaac, Jacob, name change of Israel, that straight bloodline. What did that straight bloodline do?
Even that they all married wives of their own kindred.
What word did you use them on?
Their own kindred.
How many?
Of their own
kindred. How
many? Wives.
How many, mother? Oh.
Okay, wait a minute.
How many, mother?
The beginning, even.
I mean one word. How many?
They all.
All, mother. Every last one of the big dignitaries from Noah all the way to the present.
Yeah.
They all married what?
Wives of their own kindred.
For their own kindred. Mm-hmm. And what happened when they
were blessed?
And they were what?
And were blessed.
And were what?
And were blessed in their children.
Mm-hmm. Do their children. So you see, the man is trying to tell us. And that's why we got to be in position to talk the right talk.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care who comes before us. We tell you what the Bible says. You're not you. It might work worldly, but it's not working God's wallet. It might work with you worldly, but all this is going to come to nothing.
That's right.
It might work where you can skin and grin among the popular
right.
persuasion of the world.
Right.
But according to Yahweh, he tells you what not to do. See, so now what you gonna roll the dice with? He tell you what not to do, but we can't wait till we get a couple of hours and everybody we bump into look like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even wait to do that. A basketball player out of this community right here. Soon as he got himself all skinny and green and got real green, he told his mama, we finally are made. What you mean, my son? Now we can go and move around people look like somebody else. Yeah, and see, that's the mindset of family. Mm-hmm. Athletes is not your role model.
Mm-hmm.
See, that singles and movie stars is not your role model.
Mm-hmm.
Your role model is boys.
True Israel life.
That is your role model. Because we're going to show you what the Bible is saying. That is your role model. We're going to show you how to boys, Father's man, and show you how to get the blessings. But you don't get the blessings. According to what the young lion is teaching on, you got to obey the Sabbath. You were created to keep the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have no excuse not to keep this. This was you created for.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabbath day, Friday night, Saturday night. All those stuff is chump change. Back to the young lion.
Yeah. Go back to this this book of Jubilee. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit more on the Sabbath and head on to the sea. It's a lot going on right now in my mind. It's being popping me. Kai, go on over there, dear mom. Let's put some on the table at the series, you guys understand.
Nehemiah?
Yeah, we're going over to the book of Nehemiah. You know, I got all those big dignitaries, the children of Israel, and they need leads. Mm. Make leads with them after we heard, don't make no leads with them. Going on, the book of Nehemiah chapter 13. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 23. And we're going to see what he said only after we get our point. There was something that was said about, remember, Tobit said, marry wives of your own. And let's see what happened of your own race. And let's see how our fathers handled themselves in the book of Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 23, when they got wind of this. Mm. In the book of Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 23, it reads, in those days also saw I, Yadatu, and had married wives of Ashdod, mm-hmm. and Ammon, and of Moab.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the Japanese man and your China man right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said 24. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod,
mm-hmm.
and could not speak in the Yadatu's language, Shemitic tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the language of each people. Verse 25. And I contended with them.
What did they do?
I contended with them.
And what that means, he reads.
And cursed them.
He cursed them?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the righteous man cursed?
He cursed
yes,
them.
He did.
And smote certain of them. Mm-hmm. Put lay their hands on them too.
Uh-huh.
And plucked off their hair. Mm-hmm. And made them swear by Yahweh, mm-hmm. saying, you should not give your daughters into their sons.
Yeah, cool.
Nor take their daughters into your sons.
Yeah.
Or for yourself. Verse 26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin of these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his Yahweh.
Mm.
And Yahweh made him king of all Israel. Nevertheless, mm. even him did outlast women, caused him to sin. So what these other women go through, they cause you to sin.
They lavish. They want to show their knees. Women.
Show their knees and put on short sleeves and
have
all the other stuff out. And caked up with makeup. 27. And the weed too sticks all in. Barbie doll.
Don't touch my hair.
Don't touch my pony.
You are the sign today. You are the people of the hour today.
Yeah.
It's up to you
take it more seriously than what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
Well, they tell you three left. Give me one verse there about Mother Israel. Give me one verse, 3:11. Revelation, end time prophecy. One verse. 3:11. Need one verse, Mother. Well, give me a read of Revelation 3:11.
Revelation.
It's up to you. See, I'm trying to tell you, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Tell you now, if you don't get this man right with urgency, this man going to burn you in the back.
Revelation. Chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 11.
Mm.
Behold, I come quickly.
3.
Revelation 3:11.
You're doing
right.
Don't get excited.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Mm. Verse 11. Behold, I come quickly.
Yeah.
Hold that fast which you have.
And what you got is the law. You got the law, the commandments of Yahweh. Hold fast his law.
Yeah.
His order. Hold that fast. Go ahead, read my
No man take thy crown.
Don't let nobody take your eternal life. It ain't nothing to argue about.
Hallelujah. About these other nations and their words being vanity and nothing. Let's go back to our decanic. That's what we want to call it. We'll go back to the book of Isaiah. And let's pick it up at chapter 40. And we're going to read 15 down to 17. We're going to go to the book of Isaiah, Mother Z. And we're going to read Isaiah chapter 40. Let's get 15 down to number 17. And let's see what he has to say over there about that. Let's just do a little precepting about that. And, you know, these things are poor at a point in time. So Isaiah the fifth, he has something to say about that too now. Remember, you got Abraham, he was told, Abraham was, and this one, our father's name was Jacob. He said, told Jacob, hey, this is everything that our father Abraham had, was told. And these are things that he was told. But let's see what he had to say that the seer picked up on, Isaiah the seer picked up on, in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 down to verse 17. Mother Z, you on the clock.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 through 16?
17. Yeah, make that 17.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 through 17.
That's right.
Verse 15. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket.
Yeah. You know, these nations ain't now. These 17 nations are as a drop of a bucket.
And are counted as the small dust of the
balance.
Of the balance.
So look, man, look what he's comparing these 17 nations to. That's in a drop of a bucket. He counted them as some of the small dust of the balance. That means they don't hold no weight. Continue to read.
Behold, he took up the
owl.
The owl as a very little thing.
He take up the owls of a very little thing, all the little lands and stuff. It's a very little thing.
Yeah.
But let's see what he has to say in verse 16 and 17.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And Lebanon is not suffered
sufficient.
And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, neither the beast thereof. Therefore sufficient of a burnt offering.
So he says, no, the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. Verse 17. Let's see what he has to say about these 17 nations.
Verse 17. All nations before him are as nothing.
What are these 17 nations are?
Nothing.
He said they are before him as nothing. Yeah. As Abraham was got the lick, and it was passed down from Isaac down to our father when his name was Jacob. Got the lick too. It was already known in their mind coming up that these other nations make no lead to them as nothing in the eyesight of Yahweh. And Mother E, give me that second address. We're going to do some little reading here. Pick it up at chapter 6, verse 54 down to 59.
Well,
they
said, well, that's in the book that was taken out. What book did we read in that?
I'm going
to put a precept on that and tell you that Yahweh, he laid the same thing in your regular book, too. Okay, go to Isaiah 40, look at verse 15 and 17. When they say, well, you know that, no, that's not canon. Okay, good. We go to Isaiah 40.
And they are counted to him less than nothing.
Uh-huh.
And vain.
And vanity.
And vanity.
Now, remember, we just got done reading in the book of Jubilees, chapter 22, verse 17, that it was some good old lessons being passed down.
Yeah.
From father,
yes,
to son, mm-hmm, to son. So the grandfather was laying the lick down to his son and his grandson.
Yes.
And he was letting them know that, hey, stay away from these 17 nations.
Right.
They ain't nothing. Remember, we was reading the book of Judges. We read chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Make no leagues with them.
Yeah.
You can't make no leagues with them. So we got done reading Isaiah, it's there, chapter 40. We was reading verse 15 down to 17. And he said these nations is nothing, right?
That's right.
All right. So, how 17 nations? What about the 18th? He said all nations. But let's get a little bit more account on it. Let's go to 2nd Ezra. Now, it's on you, Mother. Take it on in how we know there's a separation between us.
Amen.
Well,
we started.
Yes,
ma'am.
That's right. You on point. You been sharp. You sharp. Hey, I'm so sorry. Hallelujah. That's right.
Keep telling what pleases him is what he got written.
Mm-hmm.
he just let death hit you. Adam died 5, 6 times. Going out there and waking back up. You can't even run from death with this man. So why don't you first do it to what pleases him? If you sick, Yahweh did it to you.
Hallelujah.
Any problem you got, Yahweh see the problem. Did Job act, then say act, Yahweh, can I put some working on you? Yeah. I think my head, I pray you're going to be working on. So the last thing I want to hear somebody tell me about, they'll beat my back for 6 days on my job. Listen, get your Yahweh right. Do the things that please him. You was created to please him. He said, Sabbath day is a sign between me and you that I may know who you are. So if you're not pleasing him on Sabbath day, you're just wasting your time. Okay. I look at you just, and when you turn your back, I take my rag off, wipe my eyes, and walk away from you. Because I know one thing, you ain't got your Yahweh right. If you ain't got your Yahweh right, we read already in 127 verse 1. What is that again in Psalm 127 verse 1 again?
Psalms 127 verse 1.
What is that again?
Verse 1 read.
What?
Except the Yahweh build the temple.
Unless Yahweh build the temple.
They labor in vain.
You
they
labor
build
in vain. I don't care who beat your back for 6 days. You still doing it but in vain. You got to make sure your Yahweh right. Because Mr. Bill always going to be there. He always, well, who at my door now? Well, who's taking your door? Mr. Bill is. I'm always going to be here. I was glad to be here. My
most
name is Mr. Bill.
Most definitely, yeah.
Mr. Bill always going to show up.
Yeah, always there.
All you're supposed to do is spread Bill here and there and keep on moving. Because Mr. Bill, you ain't going to never get even with Mr. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bill going to take you to your grave.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bill. Knock. Who is that? Mr. Bill, you think I am? The bottom line is, you got to do what you're created to do. Yahweh's been his reign for your throne. But now you're doing things that please him. He controls the weather. He controls sickness. He controls ailments. He controls problems. He do all this. But you are a sign for this generation. You cannot cameo this right here. You lose. Back to the young
one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Now we're speaking it up about these other nations and their positions here in the outside of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And we want to make sure that we're quite clear for the national audience, for the 12 tribes of Israel, so they can know their position on here on this earth. And what Yahweh thinks about these other nations that we're making leads with. So let's pick it back up. And where we going, Mother Eve? Let's go on over there to that kicking up in that shack and edges now.
Yeah.
You know, because they say how you know it's not 18 nations or everybody in the whole world he's talking about is nothing. Okay, let's see what Ezra has to say about that. Shack and Ezra chapter 6, verse 54 down to 59, Mother E. You want the clock?
Second Ezra chapter 6, verse 54 to 59.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 54. And after these, Adam also thus made Yahweh of all the creatures of him came we all, and the people also whom thus have chosen.
So now it was a distinguished made there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to make sure that we read quite clear. Mother D.F. Israel, Roy, Travis, Yadot, Jews. Can you give me that chapter 41, verse number 8 in the book of Isaiah? Now, we want to make sure that he just made a distinguish here. And we're going to read in the book of Isaiah 41, verse number 8. And he made a distinguish here in 2nd Ezra, chapter 6, verse 54. It's not in your 66 book that you want to call the canon. It's not 17. It's not 14 books, brother. The Protestant church played a role in that. Esau and his five sons. They want to keep this from
him. Yeah.
So if you got to have a cock book, get a full loaded gun. You hear me out?
The gig is up now.
Yeah, the gig is up.
Yeah,
so go get your 14 books out there and treat you with all the lost books. I'm afraid of them. All that. That's your book. Our father's getting their back beat with 80 books.
Yeah.
You only getting out of your paying your bills with 66. So So we gonna go to 54. Remember he said in 54, he said, after these, Adam also,
yeah,
whom you made Yahuwah. So Adam is Yahuwah. Of all the creatures, of him come we all. Everybody comes through Adam, right? But then he said, in the people also whom you have chosen.
Yeah.
Which is separated. There's a separation going there. Let's find out who the people you had chosen.
They talk to y'all, Ryan. They talk to y'all on table now.
Hallelujah. What? Let's find out what people he has separated,
yeah,
on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, chosen.
Yeah,
verse 8. Let's see the people he has chosen that we can read.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8, read.
Yeah.
But thou, Israel, are my servant.
Mm-hmm.
Israel, whom I have chosen.
Uh-huh.
The seed of Abraham, my friend.
Oh, so this is the seed of Abraham. This is the seed he has chosen,
yeah,
which is Israel, right? So let's swing on over there, Mother G of Israel. Give me 44, verse number 1. Yeah, we're going to stay in the same book. And let's get 44, verse one, verse number 1 on in the midst.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1. Yet now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen.
So who we have chosen?
Israel.
So we got the children of Israel who we have chosen.
Yes.
And he also called him a servant. So let's see where we can pick that up at in, what's that one for? 25, 55, Leviticus?
Mm-hmm.
20, let me make sure I get that down pat.
You got it right, 25,
55. 25, 55. Yeah.
The Muslims have got the eye on you, everybody.
Yeah, right. Everybody. And hallelujah, Christ. Let's just get a priest that
we are part.
Mother Z. Help me out real quick, and take your time though. This is me just putting a little dramatic on. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55. Well, let's find out what is servants, what we get about the children of Israel being a servant. Let's preach up there, and put that on the table before we get back to this session. We haven't forgot about this good old feast day. We building up to something here. I want to make sure that we know who God is talking to.
That's really, because we all live now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We're going over here to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55, Mother Z. I want to make sure that we know that the children of Israel is his servants. He said, but we're going to preach that where they got that from. And we know that he has chosen Israel, made a distinguish between the other nations and us. So, we could go find out in some, Leviticus 17 about how he separated us. Leviticus 20. There's a separation going on there too now. We'll pop that back in. We might be able to pop that back in. Let's see how this go play out right here first.
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55.
That's right.
Verse 55. For unto me the children of Israel are my servants.
Oh, uh-huh.
They are my servants whom I bought forth out of the land of Egypt.
Mm.
I am the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So Yahuwah said that we, the children of Israel, the Israelites are his servants.
Yeah.
Right.
So we want to make a case of point there, so we'll leave no room for error.
That's right.
We don't give no room for anything, anywhere they try to come. We're going to bust them right up out of here with this book.
Yeah, let's go see again.
But hallelujah, what? Just say, I got one.
Yeah, I got one. I'm going to come back on a prior statement. When you asked that question, and I said, we all here, I'm going to pull the first out of that book.
Hallelujah, what?
I'm going to come back into the 10th chapter, mother. Walk in about it, see, listen. We in what's called orientation, we call it word.
Orientation or intent.
Yeah, we hear mother. In the 10th chapter, verse 33, can you come sit down and go back? One thing about it, Acts chapter 10, verse 33, can you help Mother D up Israel, can you help sit down and what it says in Acts 10:33?
Acts chapter 10, verse
Yeah. What do they say? This point you ought to hold the young lion. Them young lion. Let them know something.
Acts chapter 10, verse 3.
What's that?
Immediately, therefore, I sent to you, and thou hast well done, that thou art come.
Okay.
Now, therefore are we all
here. We all here. We watching the young lion, the mother, the elders. We all here present. For what reason?
Before Yahweh.
Yes.
To hear all things that are commanded.
We're going to hear the word of Yahweh. We all came here for one reason. To hear what? Me, right? First thing you do is get me right.
That's right.
I chose you to bear fruit. Enter in season, out of season. Then ask me something. You can't be half-stepping on me to ask me something. Well, what about my loved one? What about my auntie? What about you? You got to get me right.
Hallelujah, God.
First, I chose you to get me right. You got to get this out the way first. Get me right. Because I told you how to avoid punishment. You wouldn't even have punishment if you with a mate and your mate don't build you up.
Mm-hmm.
That's punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But that's out of the creation too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you with a mate, male or female,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Their job is to build you up,
mm-hmm.
not to bring nothing negativity or tearing you out. Because what's coming to you is what Yahweh said in Corinthians 2:9. Read again, Mother D.F. Israel, 1 Corinthians 2:9. See, we got to understand this thing. You're so being frustrated about, well, you know, my old counsel went down a little bit. look at the copy right here. Look at this. You can manage to kind of tell you in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. What are you saying there, Mother D. of Israel?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
Yeah, what are you saying?
But as it is written.
Then you can read it in 64, verse 4 of Isaiah when you're not going to read
it. Eyes have not seen.
Your eyes have not seen.
Nor ears heard.
Your ears have not even heard.
Neither have entered into the mind of man.
It's not even entered in the mind of man.
The things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him.
You see, the man is our genius. So why you got me in a conversation about Mr. Bill? Mr. Bill will always be there. That is your punishment, Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill, you always trying to get even with Mr. Bill. You can't never get even with Mr. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bill let you get a house, put a title in your drawer, and then put you in the street, and then come take it from your kids for tax. Do you know all them big ball players that got all them big old houses out there, the big old long mansion out there? You know their taxes is like a regular house.
30,
40, now, what kid is going to be able to keep up the taxes on what they got? Don't you know all that they got, they're going to lose it?
Mm-hmm.
In tax.
Okay.
They buy.
It's true.
Some got 10, $20 million property, right? Don't you know it's taxing on that $20
million?
Do you know what you are buying the shit out? You know your grandbabies ain't chewing them back? Because they ain't bouncing no ball like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get that unless you set a dope or bouncing that ball.
And they change them up.
Huh? Mm-hmm. If you know you're tying them around bouncing that basketball, but gold ball down will kick you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing any of that bad stuff, you know, the evil man going to catch you that created it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to lose, man. That great big old plantation you got there, you'll pay all the $1 million for every ball player go out there and get him always something that costs $4, $10, $20 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the taxes on that got to be paid as long as you own stolen ground. Is that right? After you die, what's going to happen to that part? Huh? They gonna come in and get it instead of some other up and coming worthless ball player that they pick as your leader and your opera singer.
Mm-hmm.
None of them is your leader. Your leader is forces.
True Israelite.
That's who your leader is. Mm-hmm. That's the best that we got to do. But we got to lead by example. Back to the young line.
Hallelujah, boy. As we making a point here about these other nations. We want to make sure that we get understanding about who they are in the outside of Yahweh. And now we're coming back to you, Mother Eve. We come back to you, Mother Eve, back in that Sacramento. And remember the separation that was made. We had talked about who was the chosen people, which is the children of Israel, the Israelites. Now we're going to Sacramento. Back to Sacramento chapter 6, picking up at verse 55 now.
Come on.
Okay. 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 55.
That's right.
All this have I spoken before thee, O Yahweh, because thou madest the world for our sake.
Now, I can't let that get past because he just said he made the world for our sake. Let's see who he made this world for in our sake. They'll clarify some things up in there too, though. But we're going to read from 45, verse number 17, Mother Dear of Israel. We're going to read from 45:17 in the book of Isaiah. Now, he made the world for our sake. Let's see who this world he made for whose sake. Mm. And then Mother Dear. Back me up in 2 Ezra. We're going to stay in the same book in 2 Ezra chapter 6. And give me verse number 9. 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse number 9. Right after Mother Dear of Israel gives us that 45:17 of Isaiah. And we say, he made the word for our sake.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation.
That's right.
You shall not be ashamed, neither confounded, world without end.
So who world is without end?
Israel.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So this world, our world is without end. The world was made for our sake. But let's put a case of point on that. Let's, like I said, we ain't giving no room for error. They get ready to suffocate off this. So we're going to see what he had to say in 2 Ezra's Mother D. And we're going to see what he had to say in chapter 6, verse number 9.
2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 9. Verse 9. For Esau is the ending of the world.
Esau the end of the world, that's right.
And Jacob is the beginning.
Israel.
Jacob is the beginning of it that follows.
So we got Esau and his five sons is the end of the world.
Right.
And we got Israel is the beginning of it that follows. Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened yet. Right now, Esau and his five sons still in place.
That's right.
You know, but here we come as voice of the true Israelites to put this book down there so we can break this day.
So we're clear that after they go down, we got next.
That's
they go down. So I don't care what they got going on. Understand that the next ruler will be
right.
The 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
The one that got the order of the body.
Yes,
2/3 of the 12 tribes of Israel will be the next ruler.
Hallelujah.
So we don't care what that one out thing is telling you what they got going on in any place. The next ruler will be, many say, the brown color Israelite.
Hallelujah.
And all the 12 tribes.
Oh, Ezra the seal.
Oh,
heaven did? Ask for that from him.
Chapter 12, and I'm picking up at verse number 5.
verse 5 reads, and you have forgotten the exhortation with faith, which speaketh unto you as unto children. Says, my son, despise not you the chastising of Yahweh, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. Verse 6, for whom Yahweh loved, he chastised, and scourged every son whom he received. Verse 7, if you endure chastising, Yahweh dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastises not? Verse 8, but if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Verse 9, furthermore, we have had fathers of flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? So you got to be ready to accept some correction around this thing.
That's right. And you ain't got to have a comeback.
Which also came of Adam, thus as said, that they are nothing,
mm-hmm.
but be like unto Philip.
He said these other people, these 17 nations, he said they are nothing, mm-hmm. but they to like spit in a bottle.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Uh-huh.
And has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falls from a dust.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's a little old trick. I used to watch back in the day, I used to watch Tom and Jerry. Mm-hmm. And I used to see them hold a bottle trying to get that little last little drop out that little old bottle. Mm-hmm. He'd be coming down like, boom. He said that's what they like. That little drop that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a little movie, somebody in the desert, they're trying to pop the bottle at the end, trying to get that little drop out because they're thirsty. That's what they like. That little last little drop in that little vessel of bottle.
Verse
57. Verse
57. And now, O Yahweh,
uh-huh.
behold, these nations
uh-huh.
which have ever been recruited as nothing
uh-huh.
have begun to be Yahweh over us
uh-huh.
and to divide us.
So he said, oh man, these 17 nations that that's never been nothing. He went like,
take correction.
take a note of it, rehearse the right sacrifice, 11, then Yahweh will deal with you.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 22.
What do you
say? And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh.
And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh.
Thus says Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh.
Israel is my son.
Israel is my son.
Hallelujah. Even my first.
Even that means indeed. Indeed. Even means indeed. My what?
Firstborn.
Come on, mother.
Jeremiah 31, verse 9 and 10.
What does it say? What?
Thus you shall come with weeping. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the river of waters in a straight way.
What kind of way, Mother? You walk by the river, the rivers of water, and that's the big verse there. We'll preach up that Sunday. That's the big verse there, Mother. You walk, you walk by the river of this water, and what kind of way?
Straight way. Wherein you shall not stumble.
You can't even burn around this damn hill. See, that's what we keep saying. This damn hill, and everybody burn around is by the greatest piece of literature here is the word of Yahweh. While we can't even burn around this thing, this damn will have you walk. It will make them stumble. Go ahead.
For I am a father to Israel. To Israel. And Ephraim is my first wall.
Yes.
First.
Hallelujah. What
he saying,
verse 10?
Verse 10. Hear the words of the Yahweh.
Hear the word of the four-level man, Yahweh.
O ye nation.
O you nation.
And declare it in thou owls afar off.
Afar off. And say what?
And say, he that scatter Israel,
he that dispersed Israel, will gather him, yeah,
and keep him as a shepherd do his flock.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
So we know his firstborn is the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
So we just laid that foundation down, right? We got a good understanding of that. We actually in the beginning of the lesson, and the beginning of the
opening. And that's the only nation he on chose.
Hallelujah.
It's the only nation. Like my
brother
said,
we're
going to be many more out there. Ain't be many more nothing out there. He chose one nation, the nation of Israel. And that would be the same nation be way over there in Revelation, 12 tribes of Israel. So he ain't chose no many nations.
Hallelujah.
More to be born of the 12 tribes of Israel to get in a proper position.
Hallelujah. Let's pick it up at verse 59. I hope they got their pens and paper and writing all this good old information down. Get the study on.
2nd Exodus chapter 6, verse 59.
That's right.
But we, our people, whom thou hast called, thy firstborn, thy only begotten, and thy fervent love, are given unto their hands.
Yeah, 59. So we know the firstborn of the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Verse 59.
59. If the world now be made for our sake, why do we not possess and inherit? An inheritance with the world.
That's a good question. Why?
Yeah.
Don't the national always need to know why?
Mm.
That's a good question.
How long?
Hold on. month of Israel. They won't know how long. Why? Back up to Deuteronomy 28. Think of verse 47. Down to 49. Why? Let me show you why.
Yeah.
Why you don't have it? Let me show you why you don't have it. Why everybody else got a piece of your rock, got your rock, and they beat your back. And all the conversation you can talk about is about how they beat, I got to rest up. You're supposed to rest up and keep the Sabbath day. How you supposed to rest up and do? I got to rest up and get to work. No, you rest up, keep the Sabbath day. That was supposed to be resting up on the Sabbath day. You doing it all the way around. You ain't getting no reward. Well, I'm tired now. I got to rest up. No. You rest up and keep the Sabbath day.
That's right.
Because you ain't going to get no reward for keeping bills. Because you're going to never get even with bills.
That's right. Hallelujah. What?
Come on, Mother, what you got?
Deuteronomy 28.
Yeah, give me 47 to 49. You going to know why we possess a little bit. We ain't got nothing coming. Why? Why? I'm going to tell you why. It's really why.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47
to 49.
To 49.
Yeah.
Verse 47.
What it reads?
Because thou art Yahweh,
your Yahweh. Because your problem is you don't want to serve Yahweh the way he got it written. You won't talk about how your back got beat for 6 days. You ain't serving Yahweh by having to show you, so your back got beat. That little bill will always beat your back. Go ahead.
Joyfulness.
You didn't serve Yahweh. What kind of way?
Joyfulness.
The Sabbath day is a joyful delight day. Go ahead.
And with gladness.
With gladness. Now, not dragging me, I'm in bad shape. Because they're going to beat my back for 6 days. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. For the abundance of all things.
For abundance of all things. Go ahead.
48.
Therefore, since you don't want to serve me, you ain't got no vows to offer for the Saturday, I got to rest up. Rest up for what? Get your back beat in those 6 days? You rest up, get your back beat? You're supposed to be keeping a Sabbath day. I'm resting up on my back and get my back beat. Go ahead.
Therefore, shall you serve
now back. You don't serve Bill. Now you don't serve Bill. I'm going to have Bill give you one of them traffic tickets now that light that flashed on you. I'm going to let Bill send you one of them. I don't remember this ticket, baby. But he got a flashing light there. He ran through the light. No Bill going to show up on your ass. You ain't going to never get even with Bill. Go ahead, read.
Which Yahweh shall send against you.
Oh, well, who going to send Bill against you?
Yahweh.
Yahweh sent Bill against you.
In hunger.
In hunger.
And thirst.
Third.
And nakedness.
Yeah.
And in want of all things.
And want of all things.
And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck.
Oh, that neck, I mean that brain.
Until he has destroyed.
We had a story. You asked you what this December 25th mean? You're thumbing all around. You got no ounce.
Mm-hmm.
You got no ounce. You thumb around with a grease and a tight in your drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the young line.
Hallelujah. Well, now that's what we're about to get into right now. Everybody to find out a little bit more about what this December 25th means. Because I'm going to be doing something on December 25th, but I know the Seal, Aaron, and the mother going to be doing something on December 25th. But remember, he said make no leaves with the nation.
That's right.
Let's see, we're going to make sure we're in compliance not making no leaves with the nation and worry about some old fat man coming down the chimney. Mother G.F. Israel, help me out of the book of Isaiah. I want you to read me chapter 46. I just want really verse number 9. I want verse number 9. I'm going to bring it in with verse number 9.
Take your time, y'all. Take your time. First time.
Hallelujah, boy.
Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the former things of old.
Now, he wants to remember the former days of old.
For I am Yahweh.
That's right.
And there is none else.
That's right.
I am Yahweh, and there is none like me.
There is none like him, and this is Yahweh told us to remember the former things of old. That's what we got to remember now. Let's go find out a little bit about the former things of old. Let's get our foundation down packed now. Now, remember I said I was going to piggyback off where the elder had left off at, because actually that was on my mind too. And I want to start from here. Now we're going to go to 2 Maccabees. And we're going to pick it up at chapter number 10. And we're going to read, I'm going to start reading this off. Because there was something that was going on right here. And I want to make sure that it come out right.
Take your time.
And I'm going to read 2 Maccabees. I'm going to read chapter 10. I'm going to read verse number 1. All the way down to verse number 6. In the book of 2 Maccabees, that's where we're going. Remember what we got getting ready to come up. Remember we're going to do some good old celebrating on December 25th. And we're going to talk about that little old fat man, too. Come down to ten with that bread on.
Mm-hmm.
He was good old talking about that little Esau man.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to see what's going on in 2 Maccabees, chapter 10. We're going to pick it up at verse 1 down to 6. Verse 1 reads, now Maccabees and his company, the Yahweh guiding them,
yeah,
recovered the temple and the city.
Yeah. Who guiding them?
Yahweh guiding them.
Yeah.
Everybody don't want to pick this good old book up. Talking about Yahweh wasn't in this. We got some Yahweh doing some gad right now.
Hallelujah.
Verse 2. But the altars which the Esau and his five sons had built in the open street, and also the temple they pulled down. Verse 3. And having cleansed the temple, they made another altar. And striking stones, they took fire out of them. And offered a sacrifice after 2 years, and set forth incense and light and showbread. Verse 4. When that was done, they fell flat down and besought Yahweh that they might come no more into such trouble. But if they sinned any more against him, that he himself would test in them with mercy. And that they might not be delivered unto the blasphemous and barbarous nation.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. Now upon the same day that the strangers profaned the temple,
yeah,
on the very same day it was cleansed again.
Mm-hmm.
Even the 5th and 20th day, mm-hmm, and of the same month which is Tabu, December, yeah, 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. And they kept 8 days with gladness as the feast of dedication,
yeah,
remembering that not long afore they had held the feast of tabernacles, when as they wandered in the mountains and danced like beasts. So they kept the feast of dedication for 8 days when they was going through some things. And they have remembered this in 2 Maccabees chapter 10, verse number 6, 5 and 6. But we want to get our foundation on where this thing had kicked off at.
Hold on, y'all. Let's get back over there again. Come back to the chapter again. Let's come back and let's paint a little picture. Go back to that 10
1. Okay. We're going back to 2 Maccabees, chapter 10, verse number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 1.
That was your 10, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
2 Maccabees, chapter 10, verse number 1. Mm-hmm. Verse 1 reads, now Maccabees, mm-hmm, in his company,
yeah,
the Yahweh guided them.
And who guided them?
Yahweh guided them.
Okay.
Recovered the temple and the city.
Oh, Yahweh was guiding them.
Uh-huh.
And they recovered the temple. Right. So Yahweh have to be guiding you for doing what you're doing. But it's something, I couldn't find a pen to write that down. It was only below verse
2. Okay, verse 2. Mm-hmm. But the altar which the heathen had built in the open street, and also the chapels they poured down.
Okay, look, you said Yahweh was guiding them.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna leave it right now, because it got away from me right now. But you had it was a big time precept in that, but it got away from God. Since I'm being picking up right now. Go ahead. go ahead back to where you was at.
All right, go back to what you was on.
Okay. I wasn't able to write some down quick enough.
All right, I'm going to go
quick. I got the mouth.
Hallelujah.
He said some big talk there, so it got away from me because I couldn't find nothing to write it down.
Yeah, hallelujah.
What? First Maccabees 10:1. That's what he had, right?
That's where we started off at.
Okay, sure.
All right. Now, we just got done reading verse 5 and verse 6. Now, remember that they had just got done keeping the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah.
And we done that. We just got past that, just as our fathers had done.
Mm-hmm.
And now we coming up to the Feast of Dedication. And we got to keep this Feast of Dedication for 8 days. But let's get our foundation on where this thing had begun, because they remember that. You got to remember, this Maccabees now on the scene. And he remembered that. Said, hey, hold on, our fathers had something going on with this thing.
That he remembered.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see who else remember before we go get the foundation of this thing where it kicked off at. Let's go over there to St. John. Because you got the other big camps, all the big dignitaries in the camp. Like you say, they already even kept the feast. Remember, we come to find out that all the 17 nations was computed as nothing. They're like the spit in a bottle. So we got to keep that in mind. And our Father told us in the book of Jubilee how these other nations operate. Let me pull a bit more out of that. I'm going to read verse 18 now. I'm going back to the book of Jubilee to touch a little bit more on this piece. And I want to read a little bit more about what he had to say about following these other nations and they counted the months and following their moons and following their timeline. Let's see what he had to say. We already come to find that they sacrifice to devils and they do great evils. And we know they worship evil spirits. But let's go back to Jubilee chapter 22. I'm going to read verse 18. We're going to the book of Jubilee, and now we're going to pick it up at verse chapter 22, and I'm picking up at verse 18 to add a little bit more on these other nations so we can understand to stay away from them. Verse 18 reads, they have no mind to understand, and their eyes do not see what their works are, and how they err in saying to a piece of wood, you are my Yahweh, and to a stone, you are my Yahweh, you are my deliverer, and they have no mind. Verse 19, and as for you, my son Jacob, may the Most High Yahweh help you, and Yahweh of heaven bless you and remove you from their uncleanness, and from all their error. Verse 20. Be you aware, my son Jacob, of taking a wife from your seed of the daughter of Canaan. For all his seed is to be rooted out of the earth. 21. For only of the transgressions of Ham can it err, and all his seed will be destroyed from off the earth, and all the residue thereof. And none sparing him, sparing from him, will be saved on the day of judgment. So pretty much everybody know their role and what's going to happen to them. Not only that, let me add a little bit to a little something that I had come to find out. It's a good time to bring this on.
I can't forget away.
All right. Hallelujah. What?
So on the day of judgment, okay, do we know the time? Yeah. No time to agree that young lad. Now we gonna have to bring for we can be clear about the time even of judgment. Let's go to Zephaniah 2:1-4. That's why it's so important for the 12, the bum shoulder, in class, on the network, because we got to be clear what to tell our old friends. So this is what's gonna happen. We know the time by he's telling Adam, he told Adam the time, how much time he got, and now we're going to watch the same by, in the book, told by the seer. Go to Zephaniah 2:1-4. Now all these names you're going to read in between ain't number pagan names for the part of the land of Israel. Now, all these names is a part of the plan of the land of Israel. Listen to this. Zephaniah. And most of Israel, we will look them up real good in Isaiah 14:24, a few verses there. And watch this, Israel, because we have to be sitting on the note. We told Adam our timeline. We talked about that for the last 2 weeks. Now, the fear is going to seal the deal in Zephaniah chapter 2:1-4. He'll give you exactly when this thing going to jump off. And where it gonna start at? Zephaniah 2:1-4, praise.
Verse 9, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Listen to us.
First one reads.
What?
Gather yourselves together.
Yes.
Yes, gather together, O nation not desire.
Right.
Verse 2. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff,
yes.
Before the fifth anger of Yahweh come upon you,
yes.
Before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you.
The day of Yahweh's anger come upon you.
Verse 3.
What?
Seek you Yahweh.
Seek you Yahweh.
All you meek of the earth.
Meek. Got to be meek. And we ain't reading 37:11, and we're not reading Matthew 5:5. Meek, you got to be meek. You can't have a comeback in your throat. your head, I'm going to switch all the way around the back of your neck so you get corrected.
Hey, which have wrought his judgment.
Hey,
seek righteousness.
Seek meekness.
It may be you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's name.
And we know clearly all the way you're going to be hid that you got to be in the hidden place in Psalm 91.
Verse 4.
Right.
For Gaza shall be forsaken.
Now this is all these old pagan names. I mean, Gaza is a pretty good name. Mm-hmm. That was in the land when the children of Israel were there too.
Mm-hmm.
But all these names coming out of that one area called the land of Israel. Gaza.
In Ashkelon.
Ashkelon, that's in the land of Israel.
A desolation.
Yeah, yeah. A desolation there.
They should drive out Ashdod.
Ashdod is another name for Israel. Ashdod, you look on your map, you see Ashdod, all these old wicked names, you see them right there. You see it on the map.
Mm-hmm. At noonday.
For when?
At noonday.
You mean it's going to happen when?
At noonday.
Now, I'm going to get the ones over here. black nation. That big black hand going to catch out on all the nations. Mm-hmm. Even over there in Russia, too. Go ahead.
27.
Right.
For Yahweh our host has
hosts,
and who shall
disannul?
And who going to disannul?
Disannul.
And who going to, otherwise, who going to boomerang or turn this thing in a direction? Mm-hmm. Who going to do it? Go ahead.
Disannul it.
Right.
And his hand is stretched out. And who shall turn it back?
And yeah, who going to turn it back? Go ahead.
28.
Right.
In the year that King of
that's when the prophecy was made, in the year of that king right there. So the prophecy was told to him in that year when that king was there was his place. That's how the information they knew then. That's when the prophecy of this gonna happen to those that is past us right now. Go ahead. And this was his burden. He was told for, and he was told in his day, keep reading. 29. Yes.
Rejoice not thou, O
Alexander. He told them the Hamites and the mayor, don't y'all get happy because y'all going to pay too. Mm. Y'all been a little hours from Joel too. We got I'm taking care of you too. Mm-hmm. Say anybody in no hurry, you know, hear no real book.
Mm.
Don't y'all get happy neither because I'm going to get y'all too. Because where y'all play over there in Joel? Glory.
Because the rod of him that smote you is broken.
Let's see, go ahead.
For out of the serpent root shall come forth a carcass. And his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent.
Go ahead.
30.
That means that's milk. See, he let you know about all them flying serpents. That's all it means. See, remember, they say nothing about them no missiles. That fire come out from under the missiles. They aim the missiles to ready and get you ready in your back door. Mm. They didn't know nothing about all that. Then he's right. What he thinks they're looking at a flying snake with stuff coming out the back of the snake. Yeah. They don't know all they knew about. Go ahead.
Verse 30. And the firstborn of the poor shall feed.
Uh-huh.
And the needy shall lie down in safety.
And you know who the needy and the poor is. Mm-hmm. Don't let out the safety then. We ain't got to worry about bill no more.
And I will kill your root
with
famine.
Yes.
And you shall slay your remnant.
Right. We'll slay the remnant. Go ahead.
31. How, O gates, cry, O city.
Yeah.
Thou whole Palestine.
The Palestinians, the mayor, and Ham
are dissolved.
That's right. We will take care of Ham too.
For there shall come from the north.
They'll come from the north.
A smoke.
Right. Now you're being east, you'll come, but you will look back at the north, where we're right now, and you'll see a stamp in flame. You will see that. You will lift your eyes and see where from where you at. Him taken out, and after the 18th chapter of Revelation, this place going to be nothing but a ball of fire, flame.
Mm.
Go ahead.
None shall be alone in his supporting time.
And all of them going down over here.
Yeah.
And why was this great city going down? Go ahead.
Verse 32.
Last verse.
What shall one then answer?
And what shall one answer?
The messenger.
Yeah.
Of the nation.
Yeah.
That Yahweh has founded Judah.
Yeah.
And the poor of his people shall trust in.
Right. So the fatal blow gonna come from Judah. Mm. When they trust in him. That's right, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. All right. So we're coming back over to you say the fatal blow will come from who?
Judah.
Yeah. Read that one more time for me, Jim. That was something I heard in that.
Isaiah 14:32.
Okay. I just want to make sure I heard it right. That fatal blow comes from the poor of Judah. I heard that right. Let's go back over here to going back over here now to the book of Maccabees. And we remember we get a foundation about our fathers and what had taken place. But before we go back to the Maccabees, we was going over to St. John, chapter 10. Remember, they said, remember these days of old. So we must remember everything that had taken place before our time. So let's go back to John, and let's see what had taken place before our time. Mother E, I want you to give me John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Mm-hmm. But before you read that, Mother E, I just want you to have that ready for me. We go read and see how our father conducts himself while he was here on earth. Let's go and read and see what we can read in 2 Peter. We're going to read chapter 2. We're going to lay a foundation down here. And let's read chapter 2. And let's pick it up at verse 20 down to 22, Mother D of Israel. You can help me out with that, please. We're going to 1 Peter. Hey, it's 1 Peter. Thank you, there, Mother D of Israel. We're going to 1 Peter, right? 1 Peter. 1
Peter.
Uh-huh. We're going to pick it up around, we say we want 20, 22, right? 20 down to 22. Yeah, we want 20 down to 22. 1 Peter, chapter 2.
1 Peter, chapter
2,
verse 20 to 22.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. For what honor is it if when you be buffed for your fault, you shall take it patiently.
Mm-hmm.
But if when you do well and suffer for it,
mm-hmm.
you take it patiently.
That's
this
right.
This is acceptable with Yahweh.
That, before we go there, I'm going to read a little precept that he said we suffer for it. And he said take it patiently. It's acceptable to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 1, before you get to that next verse, I'm going to go pop this in there. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, he says, For as much then as Yahweh the Son has suffered for us in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
Mm-hmm.
For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So we know Yahweh the Son has suffered for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see, can we preach that to 21? Before we get that, I want to bring that out.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pop that 21 in now.
Okay. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
Yes,
ma'am. For even hereunto were you called.
You were called.
Because Yahweh also suffered for us.
We just got y'all reading that. Chief Speaker said right now, he said a little bit later on, he said y'all brought a son suffer for us. But what did he do when he suffered?
Leaving us an example.
Oh, so Yahweh the Son is our example.
Mm-hmm.
And he left us an example. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to make sure. That's why I still brought out about make sure we keep these feast days at the right proper time. Because Yahweh the Son left us an example. And he kept these feast days in the right proper time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get a case in point of that too. Now, what else they say he did?
That he should, that you should follow his steps.
Okay, so he had did some little stepping, right? Mm-hmm. Right, and he say we should follow Yahweh the Son's steps, right?
Yeah.
So let me, before we continue on, Mother D.F. Israel, I want to bring something out. Let me see, can I run it down about the steps we should be following in his word. Now, I want to pull out, let's see what I can find real fast, Mother D.F. Israel. And let's see what's going on in the book of Acts. We're going to slide down over there to Acts chapter 21. And give me verse number 21.
Acts 21:21.
Yes, ma'am. Let's get all warmed up with that one.
Acts chapter 21, verse 21. And they are informed of you that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs.
So they were trying to keep them from walking after the customs of who? Let's see, can we pull a little bit more out about this walk and how this walk should be. Now, I'm looking for something here. And let me see, can I pull, let's go to John. That's what I want. Let's go to,
Second John 1:6.
Hallelujah, Abba. Let's go to 2 John, that's right, 2 John chapter 1, verse number 6. And then Mother, I want you to meet, go there for me, Mother D.F. Israel. And then Mother E, there's another one I'm looking for too in 1 John. Give me 1 John, if we're going to pick it up at chapter 2, I want you to give me verse number 6.
You say...
Yeah, you're going to 2 John.
Go ahead, Mother
D.F. Israel, you give me that. I need that 2 John. That's exactly it. Give me that 2 John chapter 1, verse number 6. And then we're going to precept that and walk a little bit more in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is love, that we walk after his Torah instructions.
Uh-huh.
This is the Torah instruction that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
So Yahweh's son, when he was doing a little stepping, that means he was doing some stepping in a Torah instruction, right? Okay, so let's see how some more his steps was Mother Eve. Help me out here in that, I need that 1 John chapter 2, verse number 6.
3, 5, and 6.
5 and 6. Hallelujah.
Chapter
2,
verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
1 John 2:5. But whoso keepeth his word in him, truly is the love of Yahweh perfect. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6. He that said he abide in him, after himself also to walk, even as he walked.
So, and we know his walk was in a Torah instruction, the first 5 books of the Bible, right? Okay, so let's stress it a little bit more. We want to emphasize.
Hallelujah.
Pop number 4 up in there, Mother.
1 John 2:4. He that said, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Hallelujah. So if you don't keep this man's book, if you don't keep his Torah instructions, you ain't doing no feasts, no dedications. You a liar, and what he say? What else he say you are?
And the truth is not in you.
See, man, you ain't got no truth up
here. Watching lies.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we got our foundation down that Yahweh the Son was doing some walking here. And he does the example that he walked in the Torah instructions.
Right.
If you don't follow that his example in the Torah instructions,
right,
then you a liar and the truth is not in you.
That's right.
And we got that down pat, right? So let's see how his walk was that we can read in John, Mother E. Now we're going to John. And we're going to pick it up at chapter 10. And let's see what he has done. And we're going to get a little timeline on this too now. We want to make sure everything is done according to the timeline that we can read.
That
is right. Genesis chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. John. Thank you, Mother. John chapter 10, verse 22 and verse 23.
Can you read that?
Yes, ma'am. Bring that St. John out, chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Now, we want to find out how his walk was and what he was doing that he left us an example of. For all the big counts and big dignitaries, they say, hey, we don't acknowledge that day. That means, but Yahweh the Son said, if you don't keep these laws, these Torah instructions, the truth not in you. If you don't follow after his example, the one that kept no sin, then you'll be sinned.
St. John, chapter 10, verse 22 and verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. And it was at Yahshua, the feast of the dedication. And it was winter.
And it was what?
Winter.
So we got the season. And the season time, it was winter time. And so we know it's going to be, we know the snow coming. It's looking outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting some good old snow in there. So we know it's winter time. Okay, continue to read, Mother E, because we know you're doing something in wintertime.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh the Son walked in the temple of Solomon's poet.
So we know that he was keeping a feast of dedication, walking inside of the temple in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to make sure that we get understanding that if you can't do this thing, I mean, you're not doing this thing. You're saying that you don't have to. You're saying you're bigger than Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh the Son did this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what you doing? That's what we want to make sure that you know. And he said, the truth is not in you. Mm-hmm. So we see Yahweh the Son had kept a feast of dedication. What's this doing in the Bible and what we can read about this thing? A lot of people look over there and wouldn't even look and say, hey, man, this man kept this piece of dedication, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They're just go ahead and read it and skip on past and get right to the verse underneath it. But they never point out and say he had done some lessons as example. So let's read something. Let's read something about this here. Now, we want to read the foundation about this, and we want to really read this storyline. Because we got the piece of dedication coming up, what, next week, Elder?
Well,
all right, so we want to make sure everybody got this thing down pat for the national audience. For the we know the 600 counts got this thing. We know. We want to make sure that they know. And First Maccabees.
Well, I got to get out there.
Nah,
he said one, all right. Well, hold on, hey, okay. He said now he was at one, all right. Hey, hey, Moses, help me out now. He was at one. Now that's not mad. I'm Muslim. Any mother, anybody worth a mother, you understand this thing.
Yeah.
You was that one, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, we're going to prophesy, we're going to preach up that to one.
Mm.
It's the 8th chapter, verse 4 and 5. Mother of Israel. We're going to Psalms of Solomon. Psalms of Solomon. Now, that one. Now, this is that one. Remember they told the guys and the shepherds to go and find it. And you know he was in the manger, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was wintertime, wasn't it?
It was the wintertime.
Wintertime where, Mo?
What'd they say?
Yeah, wintertime where, Mo? Mm-hmm. So wintertime what? We're going to be going to get a point out here, Mother Israel. We're going to find out he was well at one. You see how he is outside now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thing ain't going on right now in that land. Psalms of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 4 and 5. One more to you, Israel.
The Psalms of Solomon. Chapter 8.
Verse 4 and 5.
Verse 4 and 5.
Now, y'all remember this now. Because remember, the dedication, is, we know it is December 25th, right?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, one.
This is regular.
Yeah, regular book. Right after.
I got it.
Okay, come on. 8, 4, and 5.
Okay. Psalms of Solomon.
Psalms of Solomon, 8, 4, and 5.
Verse 4 and 5. Verse 4. I charge you,
okay,
daughter of Judah,
yes,
that you stir not up nor awake my love.
Mm-hmm. My love, yes.
Until he flees.
Yes.
Verse 5.
Listen.
Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness?
Who is this coming up from the wilderness?
leaning upon her beloved.
Yeah, lean upon your beloved.
I raise you
up. I raise you up.
I raise you up under the apple tree.
Up under what kind of tree?
Apple tree. There, your mother brought you forth.
Hey, Steph!
Destroy this hope before our faith this day.
That's right. So they want to get some destroying going on.
looking at right now. Eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah.
What do you say, verse number 11?
Verse 11. So, I mean, that so all the nations may know that there is one who delivers and saves Israel.
Now, he said that all the nations may know. The 17 nations in Esau, this five son is included. That there is one that delivered Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he say after that?
Then the strangers lifted up their eyes and saw them coming over against them. Wherefore they went out of the camp to battle. But they that were with Judah sounded their trumpets.
Mm-hmm. So they blew that good old trumpet. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh hear that trumpet. You know, he said, oh, I hear my thugs now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened when they hear that trumpet? What happened after that?
Verse 14. So they joined battle, and the nation then this trumpet fled into the plain.
Mm-hmm.
16. How be it all the hindmost of them were slain with the sword, for they pursued them unto Gaza and unto the plains of
Idumea, which is another word for Esau's land.
Okay, I know that.
That's Idumea, that's Esau and his five sons. That's their land over there. Hallelujah. Well, and Azotus, and Jamnia.
So that there were slain of them upon a 3,000 men.
Uh-huh.
16. This did Judah return again with his host from pursuing them.
That's right.
Chapter 4, verse number 40. First Maccabees, chapter 4. I mean, no, that's 5. First Maccabees, chapter 4.
Verse number 40.
First Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 40. Verse 40 reads, and fell down flat to the ground upon their face and blew an alarm with the trumpet and cried towards heaven.
So they cried to Yahweh towards heaven after they blew this good old trumpet. And what happened after that?
Then Judah appointed certain men to fight against those that were in the forest. Until he had cleaned the sanctuary.
So he got done, since they had cleansed the temple, so at 41 he said, I think I got done blowing that trumpet at 40, and they cried into heaven to the Yahweh. He gathered up the people, the warriors, and said, hey, now go ahead and take care of that business while the temple get ready to be cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Now what happened at 42?
42. So he chose Balaam.
Blameless.
Conversation. Such as has pleased.
So they had pleasure.
Such as had pleasure in the law.
So he chose. So this choosing that he has chose was some priest that was blameless.
Mm-hmm.
And these ones just sitting around all tired, mm-hmm. dragging their feet. Coming in all moping around, don't want to do nothing. They had pleasure in this law. That's what they had. They had some pleasure in this thing right here. They saw this book, they got all happy. Now what happened at 43?
Verse 43. Who cleansed his temple and bear out the defiled stone into an unclean place.
That's right.
44. And when have they consulted what to do with the altar
mm-hmm.
of divine offering, which was profaned with 45. They saw it best to pull it down, lest it should be a reproach to them,
mm-hmm.
because the nation had defied it. Wherefore they pulled it down.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Verse
46.
And laid up the stones.
So they put it down. They knew it was defiled, but they laid up the stones. And what happened?
In a mountain of the temple.
That's right.
In a convenient place.
So they put it up in a convenient place. Okay.
Until there should come a fear to show what to be done with them.
So they was in order. They say, hold on now, we can't get ahead of ourselves. We got to make sure this thing being defiled. We got to make sure the seer come in, put this thing in order. Because they knew there was a 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse number 6 going on here. And 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6 says, and he said unto him, behold now, there is in this city a man of Yahweh, and he is an honorable man. All that he has said comes surely to pass. Now let us go there, free of vision. He can show us our way that we should go. So they knew that the seer was going to be the one to show them the way. So they wanted to make sure they stay in order with this thing. Verse 47.
Then they took whole stones.
That's right.
According to the law.
They did this thing according to what?
The law.
They always stayed in this law. But us today, we can't even don't even know where the law is.
And built a new altar according to the former.
That's right. So they followed the law. That was in the law. They built the altar according to where we can go read, how you told us to read in the book of Acts.
48. And made up the sanctuary.
So they made up the temple.
And the things that were within the temple.
Uh-huh.
And hollow the court.
So they blessed the temple, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's drop down and let's pick it up at, now I'm going to drop down right here and pick it up at verse 52. So we're going to 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 52. Verse 52 reads, now on the 5th and 20th day of the ninth month, which is called the month of Casluth, December 25th, in the 148th year, there arose up these times in the morning. So 53 says, and offered sacrifices according to the law upon the new altar of burnt offering, which they had made. Verse 54, look at what time and what day the Esau and his five sons have profaned, and Moab and Ammon and all the 17 nations that was rolling with. Even in that was it dedicated with song and with this and heart and simple. So this feast that's getting ready to come up is a dedicated one. And they dedicated this thing with song, dedicated this thing with this, with heart. And with the symbols going on. So they was eating them up, training them up, playing good old music, and talking about it. Yahweh had, let me read verse 55. We're gonna let the book tell the story. What was going on in verse 55? Then all the people fell upon their face, worshiping and praising the Yahweh of heaven, who has given them good success. That's what we're gonna be doing. Doing some worship and praise to Yahweh, how he gave us good success back in that time when we beat up old Esau and his five sons with Moab and Ammon rolled down on with.
And what verse you read in the 10th chapter of Jason, they followed him. You read something in 1 Maccabees.
First, 2 Maccabees.
No, 2nd is 10 on.
10, yeah, 2nd Maccabees.
That's good. When you follow him, you end up with that good success. They follow him.
Hallelujah. I'm popping that 2 Maccabees chapter 10 verse 1 back on up. It came out for a reason. They says now Maccabees and his company, the Yahweh guiding them, recovers the temple and the city. That was 2 Maccabees chapter 10 verse number 1. 2 Maccabees chapter 10 verse number 1 says the Yahweh guiding them. That's what was going on. That's how they was able to get this good old success of the Yahweh of heaven. Now, in verse 56, this was coming up on December 25th. And what we had got done reading in the month of Casluth, the 25th day in 148 B.C. This is what happened on this day. 56. 1 Maccabees 4:56. And so, they kept the dedication. They kept the dedication of altar 8 days. So they kept this thing going on for 8 days, and we got to read that Yahweh the Son left us an example that we should be keeping the feast of dedication.
Right.
His steps was walking into their temple, 70 miles he had done, and kept that feast of dedication according to what we can read in 1 Maccabees.
Now you say Yahweh guided him, right?
Yahweh the Son of God, he was the one that was there.
I'm like, give me a precept at Luke 24:44-45.
Luke 24.
Now Yahweh got it then, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So now Yahweh's going, remember, he came, you read over there in 10:22-23. He kept the dedication, right?
That's right.
And they said they won this battle because Yahweh got him, right?
That's right.
Your precept has to Luke 24 and look at verse 44 and 45.
Okay. You're going to Luke